This is N0 to your.
Much for that. Thank you very much for that. I'm not hit the computer real well tonight.
You're not. You got about a 35% audio and the rest white noise. I could understand that you're saying you weren't getting into it tonight very well. My name's Tom and I'm in Greer.
Bill, and I'm in Simpsonville.
I didn't hear your call sign this time. Is that Mr. Frady?
There it is.
Mine again, you remember me. Alright, Bill. No, you're not getting in too good tonight, and I can't tell you why. Got a lot of white noise.
Stepped away a little further from my house. That seemed to clean it up a little bit.
You're right. It did clear it up somewhat. I wouldn't call it excellent, but it's copyable.
I couldn't hit this repeater earlier today. I mean, I was getting nothing. No chirp back or nothing.
On much today. I talked to my friend Patrick there earlier this evening, and he didn't mention it. I just had a busy day and didn't have it on a whole lot. Shame on me.
Using the HT, I have new hounds for the house. And I do my checks when I'm in the backyard with the hounds, with the HT.
You say with the hounds? H-O-U-N-D-S?
I'm going to call my dogs.
Walker hounds? I'll take one if it's a walker hound. And I love dogs.
A 7-month dog and the other one is a 2-year-old German Shepherd.
Choices. Yeah, there's a lady up here at the Seed and Feed store just north of our house up here on Highway 14, and I think that's what hers are, is Blue Heelers. They're a fine cow dog.
Pretty good job herding the German Shepherds, too.
The German Shepherds, a friend of ours who's the neighbor of our daughters in the south part of Greer, she runs a thing every year to earn money for the police officers for their dogs here in town, and her name's Karen, and she's got two down there, and when she walks them dogs, I'll guarantee you there's nobody bothers her while she's walking them dogs. Wow, they are big.
I live off of 14 up here on the Simpsonville end.
Well, we're up north of where Gap Creek Road comes into 14 and then back a little bit to the west between Lake Robinson, just north of the Lake Robinson Fire Department.
They were my sister. I got you.
Been here 15 years. We moved here from the land of Oz. And you know when I got down here? Up there, the land of Oz was spelled with Oscar Zulu, O-Z. Down here, as far as I'm concerned, it should be spelled with A-H-S, Oz. Because I wished I'd have done it about 77 years ago.
Here now. That's the good part. Well, what was your call sign and name again, please, sir?
My call sign is my name, Bill. It's N0 Tango Romeo. Tango Romeo. And you'll remember doing an interview with Patrick, KO4HKX. And he was here tonight and sent him home with a couple of dozen eggs. And he's a good friend of ours.
Well, roger that, sir. I appreciate it. I'm going to go in here now and get ready for tomorrow's show, and then I have 2-day break. So, Papa Ray, this is KQ4 Yankee Charlie Indian Clear.
Okay, Bill. Well, my initials are TR, and so it's N0TR because we moved here from Kansas, and my name is Tom Rouse. So, nice hearing you again, Bill. Have a good evening and enjoy the weekend. It's supposed to be a dandy. This is N0TR clear.
N4ZLK.
Shane, I'm telling you, I was talking to Bill, and I lost track of my VK9CU now, and now you're interrupting nothing.
I said listening. It's all right. And, I'm kind of losing my voice tonight, but, yeah, if you need some time, I can go back to listen for a while.
Wasn't doing good, Shane. He's gone. He was on 20 meters. I was going to get him last night. I think he's in Sydney. It's not that I haven't worked Australia before, but I haven't seen him in a while. Let me see. He's in, he's in the West Island, Cocos Keeling Islands. Oh, boy. I needed that one. If that's the one that... Let me see. Yeah, that's what it was. Oh, well, there'll be another day. Let me click on here. It was on 14033, and that one's not the one I thought it was. They're 10,858 miles, and rare to get, and they're over on the other side of Singapore and Malaysia, you know where that's at, down there, clear to the west of Australia, out in the Indian Ocean. That would have been a good one, but I probably wouldn't have got him anyways. He's pretty light.
Good one. What were the call letters again? I missed it. I was getting some interference when you said it.
Well, it's the Cocos Keeling Islands. It's Victor Kilo 9, Charlie Uniform. And I think they got a de-expedition going. There must be, because if you've seen it on the map, it's a teeny little spot out in the Indian Ocean about where that jet airplane, that 777, they lost it out there in the Indian Ocean, if you know what I mean.
Malaysia Airlines that disappeared.
Let's see, International De-Expedition, VK9XU to Christmas Island was till March 4th, and then VK9CU's Cocos Keeling, and it goes to March 11th, and today's the 6th, so we still got 5 more days.
Don't listen to me, just go ahead and break off and try to get him. I may have to look for that one. That'd be a good one to get.
No, I've never got it, and I've been doing it for many years. I won't say how many. Whatever it adds up to from 93. But the only way you can get him right now is on FT8. He's on 17 meters. Maybe, you know, if it's coming in here, the propagation's right. He's on 10 meters, but it's FT8. Let's see. That was on 20 meters, and I was hearing it, but it was very short, maybe. Well, if I hadn't called Bill, he wanted a signal report, I'd say he was on there for 5 minutes and then gone on 20 meters. And that's about the time 20 meters dies out of an evening here. And, the last time I seen it posted on that, let's see, was about 20 minutes ago. And since then, it hadn't been posted there.
And maybe there'll be another chance in 6 more days. I may have to look for that one tomorrow. I haven't been on the HF rig in a while. Get on enough to check into the net while I'm eating my dinner and then get a shower and go to bed. It's a little bit harder to stay up late for some reason lately.
I haven't hardly been on today either. And Bernice said you better text Patrick to let him know that we had some goodies for him. And so I did. And then I went over and turned the radio on after he left. But, really had a really nice conversation tonight. And he come from a poor background, just like Bernice did, years and years and years ago. And and we were reminiscing about the good old days back then, Shane.
Patrick, yesterday, I've enjoyed getting to know him. He's a good guy. And I won't say anything about you you two old men reminiscing about years ago, because I think I'm a little older than Patrick.
Well, I was just reminiscing about Bernice. Wasn't that right, Bernice?
Yeah.
On the farm. I didn't have it as rough as she did, but we were far from being well off, I can tell you that. But Bernice can tell you some stories that, you might have experienced too, Shane. I enjoy hearing them because she's so quiet. You never know when I hear a first one, even after being married 57 years.
Got a few stories, too. You know, as a kid, you don't think much about it, but looking back, you know, times we didn't have anything to eat, and wondering what we're, you know, we made it, obviously, but we didn't have a lot, and anyway, won't get into that in here. But man, we sure live in a lot better times, I can tell you that. I remember when our kids started getting invites to go over to friends' houses at school, and that's what she pulled up and she said, you know, when we were kids, everybody's house looked the same. We all lived in a little, small two- or three-bedroom house, one or two bathrooms, you know, a little yard. She said, now I'm taking our kids over, and these people have circular driveways with fountains in the middle of their driveway. After we go through their gated, you know, we go in the gated entrance at the by the road. She goes, where are these people coming from?
This is Andrew LTR. Yeah, times have changed, haven't they? Boy. I see 24914's listening to a guy, but it didn't come up on QRZ. That don't mean he ain't there in Tonga, which is a pretty good one. It's an Alpha 35, but I don't share him. 12 meters this late is not common. Any of the upper bands. But, gosh, it just like Bernice's mom used to stoke the fire up in the wintertime, and then they'd put bricks in the bed to keep the feet warm, and then she'd let the fire go out overnight because they had wooden shingles, and their daddy died when she was two, and they was afraid the house would catch on fire, Shane. And so she would never run the fire, wood fire, all night long. And for quite a while, when she was a little girl, they'd have to go outside to the water pump to get water. You know, it was out behind the house about, 15, 20 feet. And then the outhouse was about twice that far out, about the distance to our chicken pen out back. But you know, it sure didn't hurt her any. Made her pretty wonderful.
I'd like to think that I could be an outdoorsman and I could do fine with just a log cabin with no heat and air and running water and all that, but we're so used to things now. I mean, it's so convenient. I do still sleep with a hot water bottle, though, especially in the wintertime. I like to keep my feet warm. And I've done that since I was a kid. We always had hot water bottles because we heated with a wood stove a lot, too. And that was, a lot of times, that was all we had, either a fireplace or a wood stove. But on another note, this is totally off the subject, but we have at work, we've got a couple different parking lots and a side street that we have so many employees in such little space. They have to park up and down the street. And, you know, I've been there 34 years, and there was woods all around us at one point for most of that. Now they've got condos built in all around us, and all the woods are gone. And 17 vehicles got broken into today after the drivers left. And most of them were some of the pickup trucks. They busted out the windows and went through the cars and trucks. 17 vehicles.
Lord. God bless them. I'm telling you that. You know, one of them guys, one of these days, is going to break into the wrong car and they're going to get shot. Then they'll want to prosecute the guy that shoots them. But I don't feel sorry for them one bit. Yeah, that's one of the first things I did when I got my pickups. I went down here to what's the name of that place down there? Alarms LLC, is that what it is? The alarm place down south? Cars. Yeah, Cars LLC. And I tell you, if you touch that truck very hard or bump it or try to break into it, first of all, if you had the keys, you couldn't make it go unless you knew how. And it sounds like a police siren when it goes off. Now, I just love it. Now, it's been on there for, 10 years or so. And it's the best $400 I ever spent.
Now, I don't know what they're going to do about it because we don't have the room to put up, or UPS doesn't have the room there at that property to do anything. We've been in that same building, that same property. I've been there 34 years, and it was, you know, I don't know how long they were there before that. I do remember in the 80s there was another place, I think right there at Woodruff and 85, back when that was still two lanes, they had a small place there, but they've got to have to do something. Everywhere I go, all the big hubs, they've got security and fencing, and, you know, you can't even get in without going through a guard shack. But not our place, but I guess they're going to have to figure something out.
You might tell those guys about that place. It's out there just before you get to FedEx on the main street that goes through, well, it'd be 14, wouldn't it, Bernice? Yeah, you can look it up, cars.llc, and they're on the right side of the road out there going towards FedEx, about, a mile this side of FedEx. That burned bug on my screen, I gotta knock it off. But they sent me to Florida one time back in the 80s, to Miami, to work on a valve at a sewage lift station. And I wanted to go into town and see Miami Beach after I got done work one day. And I just drove down there and took a picture of the beach and went driving around a little bit. And I noticed even, I remember distinctly the AT&T trucks, you know, the Bell telephone trucks. They were all parked right there at their business, and they had chain link fence about 10 foot high. It didn't have just barbed wire on top. It had Constantina wire, and like we had in Vietnam. And I got to looking, and almost all of those businesses down there had Constantina wire. That'll cut you to pieces. But anyways, another time they sent me to Kansas City. And our company bought a big machine shop up there, but they were going to disperse the equipment to Kennedy Van Son or someplace up in Ohio and Pennsylvania. But I had to go up there while the shop was still running and repair. It was very large machines. I mean, they had a lathe there, Shane, that must have been, I don't know, 30 feet long or so, the biggest one I've ever seen in my life. Had two carriages on it and everything else. And Giddings and Lewis, Kakuna, huge machinery. And when I got there, I checked into the Holiday Inn Towers, and then I went down there to, it was nighttime, just to see where the business was. Well, the alarms were going off on the business next to it. And it had a fence like that with barbed wire on top. And it said, beware. Guard dogs, and I guess this young man decided he was going to rob the place, and they told me the next day the dogs got him. I guess that was terrible. But anyways, there was no door on that machine shop, so I just, my dad always warned me about going down around the railroad yards. He was a railroader. So I just drove around and went back to the hotel. And the next morning, I went down there, and I banged on that 20-foot overhead door. And they said, bring your car inside, Tom. It was a rental car, you know. And so anyways, I think it was a rental car. It might have been my own. But I said, inside? He said, yeah, drive inside the machine shop. And I said, why is that? He says, they'll jack your car up and take the wheels and rims and off of it, and they'll drop your transmission. They just take major things off of the car and then drop it back down on the ground. And so there are places like that around that you don't want to frequent. I'll never forget that place in my life.
I've been fortunate here, you know, don't have to worry about too much of that. But the bigger it gets, the more crowded it gets, the more population growth, the more we'll probably have to, we'll start seeing. I hate to see it, though, you know. It's kind of a, you get used to not having to worry about it unless you do go somewhere, like a major city. But anyway, it's kind of sad. My truck was only about 75 feet away from a couple of them that had their windows broken out. But I was up on the, I was up on a little bit higher, you know, parking lot closer to the building, so more visible, which I'm very grateful for. I never park down there anymore. I used to. For years, that's where I always parked. But we never had that problem either. It's the first time I think I've ever heard of that happening there in all those years.
Anything bad happened up here, really, but it's a minor thing. But one night, there was an old Toyota, a black one, from what I was told. People have, Facebook thing for the neighborhood. And my neighbor, Tim, didn't lock his truck that night. And I know they had to come by my house, too. But I got those lights and those cameras. And then I belonged to the Sheriff's Association. I got a sticker on the back, so I thought, well, maybe that's why they didn't get mine. I don't know. But from what they said, they'd go up and they'd shake the door handles on the vehicles, and then if it opened, they'd get in there, and sure enough, they stole a pistol out of his, and they hit 34 of them that night around all up in this area up here north of Cunningham Fire Department. That's the only time in 15 years. And I don't know if they ever caught them. But, I didn't even hear it. And if I hear a noise, I wake up very easily. And they pulled in his driveway. And Tim said that they weren't there over, you know, a minute. And then backed out and drove off. And he said that's the M.O. of all of the places that got robbed. They just pull in there, shake the door handle. If it was locked, they go to the next one. And my son-in-law's uncle was up in North Carolina, and he got a pistol stolen, which was an heirloom. And he's in the Marine Corps when he was young. He's our age now. And he had a U.S. Marine Corps thing on his truck. And so he asked the police, he says, why did they hit my vehicle? And he says, you got that sticker on there, says United States Marine Corps. So they figured if it's any military guys and they have a sticker on the back, that's the ones they were targeting, because they figured they'd have a firearm. And it just kind of makes you sick at your stomach, don't it?
Or is that LK? Yes, it does. I hate to hear that those kind of things happen. Seems like people will work really hard to not work a job, you know? My oldest son, he had a pistol stolen out of his car, or his wife's car, maybe. So a few years ago up in the Spartanburg area. And they didn't notice it for a while because they were looking back and saying, well, you know, we took it and got an oil change and a couple other things, and we're out of the car for a while. The only thing they could think is maybe it happened there because nothing was broken. But, you know, about two and a half years later, he got a call from Spartanburg County Sheriff's Office, and they said they found his gun. You know, he filed a report as soon as he figured it out, which was maybe a month or two after he'd gone to that car wash is all he could think. But anyway, they said they pulled over somebody for had a warrant, and when they searched him. He had my son's gun on him. And they held it until they had that guy tried and convicted, and then they called him and said, come get your gun. So he was very fortunate.
One of the best things I like down here, it's like Kansas, and don't tread on me, you know, and they're real good down here about the firearms law, so that was good that he got it back. But I always say if they can't run over 1,000 foot a second, they're in deep doo-doo if they come around here, because everybody along this road has guns, I'll tell you for sure. And, you know, I don't believe that you can take a life for that, but you can sure put a few rounds right behind their heels to make them miss their britches or something. But now if they turn around and come at you, only the good Lord has the right to take a life. But if they start to hurt me or the wife, well, that's a horse of a different color.
Well, I would protect my family as well. Anyway, I hope you're feeling better. You were down a couple days ago. Are you doing better now?
I think a little better. That shunt's still in me. And oh, I got more doctor's appointments this month, and Carter got little liver pills. But, you know, what are you going to do? It's like preventative maintenance. You either get it taken care of or you croak. So, I'm just thankful to be on this side of the roots.
Is that okay? Yep, I understand. When is your surgery scheduled for? Have you got a date yet? You may have told me, I just can't remember.
This month, I'll let you know. It's kind of like the deal with them robbing those trucks, you know what I mean? They knew you weren't there. Yeah, that's sick. We had them, they look at the obituaries when I lived up there in Kansas, and they'd wait till people were gone to funerals and go out and rob their homes, Shane. So you never know who's listening. This is Earl T.R.
I understand, and that's why I said earlier, it's crazy how hard some people will work to not have to work. I feel like sometimes they put in more effort, but I guess if they get away with it, it pays pretty well. I hate to see them get away with it, though.
Bernice's mom used to always say, they'll get theirs, and I gotta believe that, Shane. It just, what goes around comes around. So, I just wish that people would be people and get along. And I even admire Trump for saying that, hey, we want to stop that war in Ukraine because Russian kids are dying and Ukrainian kids are dying. And then they turn around and want to blame him for, you know, you know, dealing with Russia and stuff like that. No, get it over with. Who wants to give up their son or daughter to, well, it's like Vietnam. I mean, what good come of it? And some of the other ones we've been in. And anybody that can end that, I don't care what persuasion they are. Get it over with. It's kind of crazy, you know.
Did you? It seems like there's a lot of people or a lot of companies that profit from keeping that kind of stuff going on. But anyway, hopefully it'll be over soon. Because you're right, because I don't want, you know, I've got, my sons are still young. I mean, they're married, but they're young. And I just don't want to see that happen. Anyway, yeah, let's get an agreement and get it settled, and then let's just kind of mind our own business, you know?
Yeah, I don't care whose fault it was or anything else. I mean, but we were on the verge of World War III. Biden was lobbing missiles in with our technology deep into Russia. How would you feel if they were sitting down there in Mexico and lobbing missiles in? You know, Kennedy, he brought up the Monroe Doctrine, and back when I was a kid, he told Russia to get the heck out of there, out of Cuba, or else. And I wouldn't feel good about having missiles down there. But at any rate, get off of that subject. There's nothing else on tonight, Shane, of any consequence that I see. Propagation lately, the propagation just hasn't been that great. I can hear just barely. Let me see. You can just barely hear that. That's India. But that guy's on pretty much every night. He's on 40 meters down where you can't go, 7002. And I've talked to him before. But as far as any place else on QRZ, I just don't see it. But anyways, I'll let you go. Yeah, great talking to you. Bernice is wanting to watch a show over here, and she's been real patient with me. I'm really glad to hear you. And you haven't got too far to go to get home, I don't think, Shane. But talk to you later, maybe tomorrow, in 4ZLK, in 0TR73.
Far 73, Tom, and Miss Bernice, you have a good night. Sorry if I kept you from watching something. We're over here blabbing and probably distracting everything. Anytime you need to go, Tom, just let me know. I enjoy talking to you, but you know, don't have to, but thank you for riding along with me. We'll talk to you tomorrow. N0TR, N4ZLK.